Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the sheet of Tosfos that holds that the Gemara in Chagiga, which tells us that women were brought karbanos to do this quasi-smicha, not really lean their hands on with all their strength, which is what's necessary, but rather to put them on gently in order to make them feel better. And this was brought as a raya for the opinion that nashim samchos rishus. And according to Tosfos, this animal belonged to the women themselves. It was their own carbon. So in the previous year, the Pshat and the Meiri, that was their husbands. But according to Tosfos, it's their own animal. So if that's the case, that if it's their own animal, and they're not doing a real smicha, they're only doing a quasi-smicha, because it needs to be, smicha has to be with all your koach, and they're only doing it gently, they're only putting their hands on gently, then why is that a raya for Rabbi Yossi, who holds nashim samchos rishus? It's not called smicha at all. And why is the Tanna Kamma arguing? What's Bechal the argument? That was where we left off in the previous shiur, and last shiur was very, very sweet. And hopefully in this shiur we will see Niflaot Mitorat Hashem, to learn up what's Pshat and Tosfos, with the help of the Heilige Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. In the Sefer Rishon Letzion, by the Baal Arachayim HaKadosh, in Meseches Chagiga, he was all made on this a little bit. And he brings a Tosfos in Meseches Psachim that the machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi is whether or not smicha needs to be b'chol kocho. However, from our sugya, it doesn't seem like that. From our sugya, it seems that everybody holds smicha has to be b'chol kocho. So what's b'chol the raya that akfi yadayu? So the Arachayim HaKadosh writes that according to the Tanna Kamma, who's memait b'nei Yisrael v'loi noshim, that he learned the drash as we saw in the Gemara, that b'nei Yisrael have to do smicha and not women. So women don't even do akufe yada. Women don't even put their hands on gently, because smicha kehilchasa lo tzarech lemayit. You don't have to be memayit. Smicha kehilchasa. Why? Because it's a mitzvah says shezman grama. It's pashut that women are not allowed to do regular smicha. You don't need a pasuk to tell you to be memayit women, to tell you that women don't have to do regular smicha, because we already have the fact that it's a mitzvah says shezman grama, smicha is only by day. And since it's a mitzvah says shezman grama, they don't have to do it, and if they would do it, it's avodah b'kachim. So therefore, what's the pasuk coming to teach you? B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael v'lo nashim. They're not even allowed to do a gentle smicha. And that's the machlokas. Tanna Kamma holds not even a kufi yadaychu. They're not even allowed to do it gently. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach you, because the fact they're not allowed to do it regularly, we already know on our own. Mitzvah shishus man garam and etzavodah b'kachim. Ayin Tosfos in Menachot Tzadikim Lamed Beis. And according to Rabbi Yossi, they're allowed to do a kufei yadayim. They're allowed to put their hands on gently. Ayin Sham the Arachayim HaKadosh. Now, according to the Pashtus of Rabbi Yossi, according to the Pashtus of the Tanna Kamma, who learns from the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael that Bnei Yisrael do smicha, not Bnos Yisrael, and according to the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's coming to be memayit even akufe yada. But that's weird, because akufe yada isn't bechlal smicha. So how do you have in the pasuk being memayit a quasi smicha, which doesn't count as smicha? If smicha is only bechol kocho, then this isn't considered smicha. So you don't need a pasuk to exclude that. In Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, in Erev, in Sarivov, Lamed Aleph, he says that it's a problem of Baal Tosif. But that also seems to be a difficult proposition. Because what Baal Tosif is there about Kufei Yada? It's not Mitzvah Smicha. So maybe Rashi is going to learn like the Meiri learned that we saw in the previous shiur, that they're really arguing about women and their own carbon. That according to the Meiri, as we saw, The Gemara is talking about Karban Ba'aleim, but the Machlokas only begins because Rabbi Yossi holds that on their own Karban they're allowed to do Smicha, and the Karban of and the Tanakhama holds on their own Karban they're not allowed to do Smicha. As we explained in the previous shir, that since they're allowed to do carbon in their own smicha on their own carbon, proper smicha can lashem sonchos for sure. When it comes to their husband's carbon, we want to give them nachas ruach. Tanakama holds no, even on their own carbon they're not allowed to do smicha on their own carbon, since there's no reason to give them nachas ruach for their husbands. So Akopana, Rashi could hold like the Meiri. Rashi holds the problem about Tosif is because it's talking about the Meiri learns that Rabbi Yossi is talking about the Mechlokas is predicated on the doing smicha on their own carbon, which is a real smicha, and there you have an issue of Baal Tosif. So Rashi says Baal Tosif, it's talking about doing a proper smicha. But according to Tosif and Chagiga, what's the issue here? What's the problem? It's Bechal not smicha. So you have a pasuk to exclude smicha, which isn't smicha. The Pnei Yoshua there in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph writes that according to Abaye, who says HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, in other words, we saw a stira in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we have a Mishnah that says that implies that women cannot blow the shofar, and we have a Braisa that says women may blow the shofar. So Abayis is not a kasha. Our Mishnah that says that you don't allow women to blow, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Braisa that says we allow women to blow, that's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says women are putter from shofar, they're not allowed to blow the shofar. And if they do, it's going to be a problem of Baal Tosif. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon holds that they're allowed to do women mitzvahs they're pturas from. And there's no problem of Baal Tosif. And then the Gemara brings it to Sanya. We bring a raya for this. That smicha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, may not be done by women, whereas according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, women may do smicha. So says the Pnei Yoshua, that according to Abaye over there, that he says, Lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yossi. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. So Abaye must be holding that you don't require smicha b'chol kocho. Because if it's b'chol kocho, and women are only doing smicha b'akufe yadayhu, if you require smicha, has to be a proper smicha with all your strength. And women are only doing it gently. That's not called smicha. If you hold smichas with all your power, and women are only doing it gently, they're not doing it with all their power, that's bechal not called smicha. So he says that it must be that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that you don't require smicha b'chol kocho. And since you don't require smicha b'chol kocho, when women are doing a kufei yadayim, that's called doing smicha. But if you hold it's b'chol kocho, and women are doing it by kufei yadayim, they're doing it gently, that's not called smicha. And then what's the raya from there to tkiyas? Right, tkiyas, it's a proper mitzvah. And there's an issue of Baal Tosif. But what on earth does that have to do with doing a quasi-smicha, which isn't a real smicha? So it must be, says the Pnei Yehoshua, that a kufei yadayim is considered a proper smicha. Smicha doesn't have to be b'chol kocho. Not the mashmos of the Gemara and Chagiga. That's where the Pnei Yehoshua learns. It must be the Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold. Smicha is not b'chol kocho. And therefore, bring a raya. Just like smicha is not b'chol kocho, women are doing smicha. They're doing this quasi-smicha, which is considered smicha. It's not a quasi-smicha. That's not smicha. It is smicha. Because you don't require b'chol kocho. Kocho. Akufi Adayim is considered smicha. Doesn't have to be b'chol kocho. And women are allowed to do that. And there's no issue of Baal Tosif. So too, women are allowed to blow the shofar and there's no issue of Baal Tosif. That's how the Pnei Rosh Hashanah learns Pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are going to hold that just like by smicha they're doing a kufi yadayim, which is a proper smicha, lav b'chol kocho, so that's what they're allowed to blow shofar. There's no problem about Tosif in either. And the Tanakhama holds there's a problem about Tosif in both. The only problem is that the Rambam holds that smicha is b'chol kocho. Rambam holds you have to do the real thing. Like he says in Hilchos Maase Karbanos. And if you have to do smicha b'chol kocho, how's he going to explain pshat in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Because what does the sugya say in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? The sugya says, HaRabbi Yehuda, HaRabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah wants to say that Rabbi Yehuda and that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, who hold that you can do smicha, also hold women can do smicha, also hold that women can blow the shofar. There's not a problem in either of them. Not a Baal Tosef in either of them. The only problem is look in the Gemara in Chagiga, where it says they only did Akufei Adayu. They didn't lean with all kocho, with all their koach. And since they didn't lean with all their koach, that according to the Rambam is not a proper smicha. The Rambam says you need smicha b'chol kocho. So how can that be a raya, not doing smicha with all your koach, to tkiya shofar? Not doing smicha with all your koach is not a mitzvah. They're not doing anything, essentially. And blowing shofar is a mitzvah, so it's a problem about Tosif. So Eicha Rambam Yifarnes is a sugi b'Rosh Hashanah. What's b'chal the raya? You need smicha b'chol kocho, and they only did akufei adayim. Pnei Yehoshua gets around that. He says, you don't need smicha b'chol kocho. Oh, you don't need smicha b'chol kocho, then you can equate the two. You can say, that's a mitzvah and that's a mitzvah. Just like you can do smicha, lo b'chol kocho, that's a mitzvah. Women can do so too, blowing shofar. But when we get to the Rambam, higanu l'shokat shvura, as they say. So, says the Heilige Rebbe, we can answer as follows. That the Rambam can learn the sugya and chagiga like the Meiri. That akufei yada is only in their husband's carbon. But when it comes to their own carbon, taka, they're doing a proper smicha. And the women have rishus according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon to do their own smicha. And there's no isra avodah debakachim. And only in carbon baaleim, there they have the problem. So the Rambam, we're going to make the Rambam make a shidduch between the Rambam and the Meiri. So in the Gemara in Chagiga, it's talking about when they do smicha, akufi yadayu, that implies that it's only if their husband's carbon, but if it's their own carbon, they're doing a proper smicha. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which says that they're allowed to do that they're doing smicha, and that from there we bring a raya, they can also blow shofar, is a raya, it's the same thing. Just like they're allowed to do smicha b'chol kocham on their own carbon, so too they're allowed to blow the shofar. And since this is the case, if the Rambam holds that Nashim Somchos Rishus, just that they don't have to do smicha, so the Rambam should have told us that they're allowed to do smicha. Why didn't the Rambam tell us that they have permission to do smicha? And we learn in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Rambam says women are allowed to wear tzitzis. So here we have a man the Amar that ain't nashim somchos rishus, and it's mamish and iser. Here we have a man the Amar that women. Ain somchos rishus, and it's an iser. So the Rambam should have told us that just like by tzitzis, women are allowed. So to hear, women are allowed. Makes a whole lot of sense. If they're allowed by tzitzis, which is a mitzvah esei shezman grama, why shouldn't they be allowed also to wear, to do smicha rishus? Why doesn't the Rambam tell us that they're allowed to do smicha rishus? Should have told us. If the Rambam really held that nashim somchos rishus, the Rambam should have told us nashim somchos rishus, because he says it in Hilchos Tzitzis that women are allowed to wear tzitzis even though mitzvah esei shezman grama. There's no issue of Baal Tosef. The Rambam should have also told us women are allowed to do smicha. They have rishus to do smicha as well. Why didn't the Rambam tell us? It's because it must be that the Rambam holds that ein nashim somchos rishus. And who is the one who said that the Rambam holds ein nashim somchos rishus? That was the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim says that the Rambam Paskin Zayn Nashim Somchos Rishus. They have no right to do smicha. And therefore he wanted to say that V'chatzi Yevet Chatzi Ben Chorin is Pater Mitzutz Mishum Tzad Avdus, because it's about Tosef Shaila. So from the Rambam's shtika and telling us women have the right to do smicha, it must be the Rambam holds that they don't have the right to do smicha. The Rambam tells us in two places in Maaseh Karbanos that ain't smicha ela ba'an nashim, and not bin nashim avodim v'suma v'nachri v'chule. But do they have at least, so not chayiv, but they at least they have the right to do smicha? The answer is obviously not. Otherwise, the Rambam would have told us, just like he told us by tzitzis. So the Rishon Letzion, the Rachaim HaKadosh, writes that Ein Hechrea Me'er Rambam, that he holds that women are not allowed to do smicha. Ayin Shem in the Rishon Letzion. What he writes, the Fidarko, but the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer, says no. It must be the Rambam holds women aren't allowed to do smicha. Otherwise the Rambam would have said so. In the Sefer Davar Beito and Chagigi, he also writes, Hayelola Rambam Levair. Imutaram al kopanim lismoch biyad. If women are allowed to do smicha. And therefore he also learns that the Rambam holds that they're not allowed to. And therefore the Rambam brings that ein me'akvinus hatinokos, that you allow children to blow the shofar. Perek beis mehilchos shofar halacha zayin. But the Rambam doesn't say anything about the women. The Rambam doesn't say women are allowed to blow. Look at the Hagos Maimonios there in halacha beis. And that's what the Divrei Chaim was learning in the Rambam. That he learns that like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah puts the two together. If you hold women are allowed to blow shofar, you hold women are allowed to do smicha. If you hold women aren't allowed to blow shofar, you hold women aren't allowed to do smicha. And therefore the Rambam, who holds that women are not allowed to do smicha, also holds women aren't allowed to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah that they're not chayivin, they're not allowed to do. Either you have the issue of Baal Tosif, and you also have the issue of them blowing on Rosh Hashanah. It's an Ister Abanan to blow Stam on Yantif. And by Kachim, it's a problem of being Oved B'Kachim. So the Rambam holds both. The Rambam holds Smicha, and the Rambam holds Tkiya Shofar. Neither are allowed to be done by women. Again, the Rambam holds Smicha's B'chol Kocho. And therefore that's So we have an avodah b'kachim issue, and therefore, according to the Man D'Amar, that women are allowed to do smicha b'chol kocho, this rishus is mafkia the yisur. Just the Rambam doesn't paskin like that shita. But according to that shita, if rishus is mafki and iser, then if you have a rishus to bring a carbon, you can also bring the carbon. If you have rishus to bring a carbon, you can bring the carbon. Just like if you have rishus to do smicha, you can do smicha, even though there's an iser to do smicha. You're not a stam bring a carbon if you have no rishus. You're not allowed to stam do smicha. But just like if you have rishus to do smicha, it's mafkia the iser smicha. So too, if you have rishus to bring a carbon, it's mafkia, it takes away the iser of bringing the carbon. However, the Rambam paskins that if you're not chayiv to bring a carbon, if you're not chayiv in smicha, you're not allowed to do smicha. And if you're not chayiv to bring a carbon, you're not allowed to bring a carbon. And therefore, it's very good that the Rambam paskins that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorim doesn't bring the carbon pesach and carbon chagiga. So we've proven that that's the pretty strongly, it seems, that that's the Rambam's shita. The Rambam's shita is that ein nashim sonchos rishus. And the Rambam's shita is that ein nashim tokos b'shofar b'rosh Hashanah, ma'akvinus ha'nashim elitkoa b'shofar. And it's also very clear in the Rambam. It's also very clear in the Rambam that women are allowed to wear tzitzis. So, what's the pshat? Tzitzis a mitzvah man grama. So if you hold that there's an issue of Baal Tosif, just like there's an issue of Baal Tosif by the smicha, there should also be an issue of Baal Tosif by women wearing tzitzis. So that's the Torah Shebichsav of the Rambam. We have to understand the Torah Shebaalpeh. We have to understand why. So I promise you, my sweet beloved friends, there's a lot more to say about this. Oh my goodness, right? So I'm hoping that Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, that in the next shir, we're able to forge weiter and to see more neflos mitaras Hashem, because this is mamish a very, very gishmak sugya and a very lemaisa sugya. Again, I have this taiva bilti merusenet, this almost uncontrollable taiva to give Mara Makomas for the Abi Omer. So again, the Abi Omer and Chelek Aleph and Simanim Lamates to Mem Aleph, he has a beautiful, beautiful arichos in this shaila of Nashim B'mitzvah Shisman Grama, making a bracha on a minog, Loba Shemaimi. Very, very choshev in Yanim. And so you can look there, and it all is Mar Makomos to remember what a young man he was when he wrote it without a computer. Half Leva Felipele Plus. And there's a lot more raid. I'm just giving one Mar Makom. There's loads and loads and loads. But I'm hoping that we will continue in our Mahalach in the next year, trying to understand the Rambam and Hilchot Tzitzis, Chule V'chule, and continue seeing the flows Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.